I first met Soon Paik at the 2002 San Antonio meeting, where he presented, at our group's Meet the Professor session, data from the NSABP documenting a problem with quality control in HER2 testing that was later resolved by using only laboratories with high-volume testing. At last year's meeting, Dr. Paik stunned the San Antonio audience by presenting the first results of an RT-PCR assay of a gene panel that very accurately predicted recurrence rates in women with node-negative, ER-positive tumors treated in NSABP trial B14. During the week of the 2004 San Antonio meeting, these data were published in the New England Journal, but Dr. Paik had another surprise in store for this year's attendees. The much-awaited analysis of the genomic health assay in patients treated in NSABP B20. I met with Dr. Paik in San Antonio the day before he would present these fascinating findings, and as you heard in the interview with Dr. O'Shaughnessy, I learned before anyone else that one of the major paradigms in breast cancer would again be shattered by the NSABP. Dr. Paik began our conversation by commenting on the response to last year's presentation of the genomic health dataset.